It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222. Because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
I'm gay now.
It's the Brown and Crouppen Morning After.
KPNTFM HD2.
Collinsville, St. Louis.
Jazz flute. Bah! Why doesn't this play after every Cardinal win?
Thank you.
Shouldn't it? The Cubs have Go Cubs Go. We should have this after each and every win.
Well, the Cardinals are doing everything right.
Well, except for this. Except for this swing and miss on this song not playing throughout the stadium after each W. Haven't been many W's, so we wouldn't have to hear the song very much, but it should still be playing.
Doug James Carlton is in these studios as we start the Schaefer Door Company. 9 o'clock hour. You're a Schaefer Door guy.
I am. Yeah, no, I actually just got a garage door replaced by Schaefer Door. They did wonderful work.
Really?
Absolutely. Do you think, you know, baseball seems to have it figured out, especially the Cardinals, right?
Right.
If TMA was blacked out if you didn't live in the St. Louis metro area, would that drive people to move back to St. Louis so
I
that
think
they can
so.
Listen?
That's not a bad idea, actually, to increase the population.
I think so, because, I mean, I talk to people. I literally, this is legitimate. I talk to people all the time from out of state that listen to this program. They probably really? Once lived here, of course, and then moved out. But maybe if we did that, if we blacked out the streaming and the podcast, if you didn't live within a certain radius, then you could not listen to the show. It would
force
drive up the numbers.
Force them to move back to Kenlock.
So that they can consume this. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hey, kids, I know you got a lot of friends at school, but right. Dad really wants to listen to this dumbass morning show, so we're moving back to St. Louis.
Just a
pack
thought.
It up.
I'm telling you. It's... I communicate with some friends of the feather who probably don't want their names attached to what we text about. And they're a combination of sad and angry to see what has happened over the last handful of years with so many different things. It's not just like, man, it sucks that they're losing. It's almost not even that. That's like fifth down the list with the television situation, with the tone deaf is a word I've been using for a while, but also kind of smugness of the front office, the invincibility seemingly of members of the organization. I mean, again, I really don't blame Ali Marmol for last year. I actually don't blame him for this year. I mean, to me, it's one or the other. Either you have a really bad roster and you can be mad at the organization for that, or you have a good roster and the guy just makes terrible moves. Who's gonna is it his fault that these guys aren't hitting? I guess some people want to say that, and then you blame Turner Ward or whatever. But either way, neither here nor there, to give him an extension still is just ridiculous. They jacked people around by saying Yadier Molina is going to be a prominent. Now he's like, you know, in the witness protection program. It's just, and then of course you can't watch games unless you're, you know, doing the cable thing. Yeah. And
or out of
a lot
town.
Of people, yeah, or out of town.
It might actually be cheaper to watch the Cardinals and easier to watch them if you live outside of the St. Louis area.
Oh, I think that's without question. So when I moved houses in 2020, I put up the TVs, you know, and you tuck them behind the wall with like fish tape and stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a process, right? Mm-hmm. And I went streaming because there was not an issue at the time. And now I mean, I'd have to go to a cable box, get all these. It would be a whole thing. Even if it could save me a few bucks over YouTube TV, I'm not going to do it for the Cardinals. I mean, that's just not going to motivate me enough to to switch my whole setup in order to watch some really exciting baseball right now. My dad and my uncle, neither of which live in St. Louis anymore, right on brand, right? They are the biggest Cardinal fans I know.
Oh, yeah.
And they are apathetic. You know what they watched all weekend?
Was
Stanley Cup playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they watched all weekend because it's a much more exciting product right now than May baseball.
Oh, I watched that Bruins and Leafs game.
Yeah,
I am telling you, I really believe this. If the Leafs win, and sweet mother of mercy, did the Bruins almost have a famous moment in New England sports history with 5 seconds left in regulation. I gather you saw that, where they nearly had an own goal.
Off
the defenseman's skate. If the Bruins lose, I'm telling you, Jim Montgomery's the Blues head coach. I don't know if they will wait. I don't know what the situation will be. They now take on the Panthers right away. They play the Panthers tonight, rematch from last year when they blew a 3-1 series lead. So you'll get to see Patty Maroon and Matthew Tkachuk.
Yeah.
And Trent Frederick out there, for that matter.
Now, Toronto did not use Wall in goal in that game.
He got hurt.
Oh, did he?
He got hurt late in the game in Toronto in game 6, and they were hoping that he would be better. Sheldon Keefe said after the game on Saturday night that his condition actually worsened on the day off. So that sucks. I was looking forward to seeing him.
Yeah, me too. They still only gave up 2 goals, so it's not like the goaltending was much of a problem.
I don't know what their Mount Rushmore of his hatred in Toronto right now. Sheldon Keefe, they just already hated. Mitch Marner is now in the hatred cat. I can't imagine what Sports Talk Radio in Toronto is like. Pasta gets the puck off the dump in perfectly. Mm-hmm. Beats Marner. It's like what happened with Marchand on Petrangelo's goal at the end of the first period in the Stanley Cup final. Marner loses his guy. Pastrnak comes in, goes backhand, forehand, backhand. How do you do? That'll wrap it up past Samsonov.
Top shelf past the Tendy.
It was a thing of beauty.
Yeah, and Vegas gave Dallas all they could handle,
they did.
Too.
That was a hell
Vegas
of a game.
Vegas barely got in.
That's why it's so important just to get in. I mean, we've seen eight seeds do that before.
And win the cup.
Yeah.
But not just win the cup, run deep.
But, when you know, I was watching that game last night, the Vegas and Dallas, and they just look like it's a whole different level than what the Blues play at. I don't know if that's just playoff intensity in general, but I didn't get the sense that, boy, if the Blues had gotten in, they could have won the series. I didn't think that at all. But maybe I'm wrong.
So I was at a Chasers thing, what was it, a month ago now, and Quenneville was there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have had a few pops by this point. We said, how does it feel to be the next coach of the St. Louis Blues again? And he kind of winked and gave me a read that he's considering, or he's being considered, one or the other for
James
that position.
Carlton with a report.
Maybe, I mean, that's just that was just a poker
on,
read.
Could
there.
He have been
no, nah, you know, I did look pretty good that night. I don't think so. Yeah. I could tell the difference between a wink, I'm hitting on you, and a wink, I think you're on the right path.
Oh.
And I think it was the latter. So
right back to the blue line. Hunt's taking a little look. Be look. Gives it back to Hunt. Hunt's really in close. Well, gives it to Brian. Brian, roof daddy! Get the shingles out. We need to replace them as he went upstairs. And there's a hole. Fix it before the rain comes. Woo!
Where did that one? Is that the same guy? Is that the guy?
Yeah. Wonderful play-by-play artist.
What do you think the approval rating would be if Quenneville was named the next St. Louis Blues head coach?
Really high, I think.
I think
really,
so, too.
Really high.
I think it would be over 50%. I don't know. It comes with some
baggage, yeah.
Yeah. I'm for it. I kind of am of the opinion that it, and maybe they'll still wait for Montgomery, but, you know, if Montgomery, they haven't fired Keefe yet. He has a meeting with the media in Toronto today. My expectation is he gets fired. Usually they have the whole front office and coach do a season-ending press conference. They're just sending Keefe out there by himself, and then the Leafs management will be talking on Thursday. So that tells me I think he's going. If they don't go with Montgomery, I don't think they're necessarily going with Keefe. I think some people thought whoever lost that game on Saturday night, you're playing to lose to be the Blues' new head coach. I think that may have been the case with Montgomery. I don't know now. But maybe they'll be like, okay, it's another 2 weeks. What does it matter? What are we going to be doing?
You know
what I mean?
Yeah.
But he, you know, if they go on a run and he wins the cup there, well, then that's a totally different set of circumstances. And they absolutely can't. Man, you got some, I'm telling you, the 8 teams remaining in the Stanley Cup playoffs are all is there a team that's in it that you go, oh, they can't win? I mean, I know I'm kind of...
If any of them can get hot, they can win that big.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about that, yeah. I think they might actually be the case. Yeah, I mean, I'll just... I love it, and I know people watch it, so I don't feel bad about talking about it. Stars and Avalanche, absolutely either one of those could win. Canucks or Oilers, absolutely one of those can win. Panthers, Bruins, one of those. I mean, it's 1-3, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2 as far as the seeds go.
Wow.
That's outstanding. God bless. Yeah, I mean, absolutely any of these teams. What matchup would you like to, Jackson asked me the balloon party. What would be your favorite Stanley Cup final matchup?
The final, I guess, Dallas and the Rangers, maybe.
Why Dallas? That's interesting.
I have relatives in Texas.
Oh, and okay.
Watch them a little bit and trade texts when their games are on.
So. I would love to see Connor McDavid and a Canadian team get in there and go up against the Blue Shirts. I think that gets the most attention for the Stanley Cup final and therefore gets the most attention for the league. And potentially, if McDavid goes off, can launch him into, you know, some stardom worthy of his talent. Austin Matthews, you know, missing 5 and 6 did not hurt the Leafs. He gets back in there in Game 7. They lose. That would have been outstanding, too. Yeah, I was really pulling for the Leafs. Nothing against Patty Maroon or Trent Frederick, but
it's the hockey capital of the world, yeah. And they haven't won in forever. You know, God. They just love it so
they
much.
Have
if
lost
they did.
7 straight series to the Bruins.
That is insane.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And then how about DeBoer? He's, 7-0 in Game 7s?
Mm-hmm. That's a stat. Wow.
That's unbelievable. The coach of the Stars, he was the coach of the Sharks when the Blues played him. They didn't get to 7 when they played the Blues. So, guys, we could be staring. How about this from Chairman Kurt? Is he gone, by the way? Okay. We could be staring down the barrel of Boston versus New York in the Eastern Conference Finals in both the NBA and NHL. Oh, Doug.
Oh, my.
Bruins and Blue Shirts and Celtics and Knicks. Jackson, how likely is the Celtics-Knicks? It's got to be what the favorite is, right?
Celtics.
I mean, they're the 1-2.
Yes, they're both favorites to win the series. Celtics are like minus 1,500 to beat the Cavs. And then the Knicks, Pacers, the Knicks are pretty heavy favorites to win that series. So in all likelihood, if things go right, that is what we'll see.
Doug, you said you want to see the Timberwolves go up against the
Didn't say it.
Pacers.
I said none of that, no. Don't really care. I'll watch, but I don't really have a rooting interest. I wish I did.
Kind of where I'm at. I'm rooting for Tatum to get there again.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, for him, I guess.
But I love watching the Knicks play well. I like the energy. And so I hope for a Knicks-Celtics and it goes like 7 games. That would be awesome.
And then who do you want to see the Celtics play? Because I know you want the Celtics.
Timberwolves.
You want to see Ant?
Yeah, I want to see, because I think Ant-Man's about to take like the next step into top 10 the league kind of player. And this is a perfect opportunity. And if Tatum can oust him, that would be really cool. Or the Nuggets would be cool, too.
I expect they'll all go 7 games because the league is mostly fixed.
Ah!
And they want as many games as they possibly can for the money.
My buddy's from Toronto, and Berube is rumored to be on the list to be the new head coach.
That'd be
for
awesome.
Leafs. Yep. But, hey, wasn't good enough to.
He's been doing TV work.
He's pretty good.
I saw him last night on the telecast. Yeah, people were talking about, he's talking about, you know, getting talked about for some of these butt-ass jobs. I'm like, I won a cup 5 years ago, and I don't think a lot of people around the league were like, oh, Craig Berube lost it in St. Louis. They're going, oh, the hell?
Yeah.
And now he's available? And he's not, you know, I think he's 6 years younger than Quenneville, if I'm not mistaken. But, I mean, I don't.
Yeah, I think he's the kind of guy that the players love playing for, too, just because he's kind of one of them.
Yeah.
You think Keefe is going to get fired, don't you? They've been bitching about him forever.
Yeah, probably so.
Berube's 58, Quenneville 65, for the record.
Yeah.
Yeah, hockey coaches, there's a short leash, especially in Toronto. Yeah.
I bet if the Blues hired Berube back, people would love it here.
I would. I was so bummed when he got
let go. Fredrickson wrote about that last week in Post-Dispatch.
Has that ever happened in any sport before where the coach was canned?
Bill Snyder wasn't fired. He retired, but he came back after the Fresh Prince of Manhattan didn't work out. Ron Prince, Doug, your favorite coach.
George Steinbrenner used to hire and fire Billy Martin.
Is that right? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Lee Martin. Lee Martin.
Florio's coming on, Bloom Party said, 10:15.
Got anything for him?
Yeah, what is there a backstory there? Because he kind of always likes to take a little jab at the NFL. Like, even in the article.
He likes to take a jab at the Rams. And I can tell you this. This goes back to the producer Joe era. Demoff, for whatever reason, I have no idea why, was super sensitive about Mike Florio. I have no idea why.
Okay.
I just know, I can't recall, maybe Joe's listening and he can text in and tell me what it was. It was a real thing. And I don't know what that was about. I just know that he was like, hey, could you, you know, when you guys are posting stuff and then Florio's writing it, you know. So I don't know what that's about.
Probably because he was onto the truth.
I think that's I don't know that, but I would agree with that that theory. Yes.
But like, yep. Peter King, Adam Schefter, you don't hear those guys ever take shots. And Florio, I bet, you know, because
that's the thing. And that's what I personally, for my media consumption, what I like. You don't go into it. You know you're not going to get that from them, but you know you're not going to get certain things from all kinds of writers or broadcasters.
Sure.
That's what bores me in 2024 is here's a topic. Okay, I can already tell you who's going to be for it, who's going to be against it. Take your pick, sports, politics, entertainment, whoever's in whatever pocket to entertain their people in their respective, you know, echo chambers. So if somebody's going to shoot straight, that's who I want to hear from, even if I'm going to disagree with them. I don't know. That's why I always, you know, balloon parties a tribute to Strauss. I didn't know what the hell he was going to say, but it's because some things don't line up with what you necessarily think or what you want to be the case. Sometimes it's unfortunately not that way. So I respect that. Florio is one of the few that has no issues going against the Shield. Doug, there it is, against that
Stop
Shield.
Stop saying the Shield.
Of the league.
It's true,
the other guys carry a ton of water for him. That's from Al in Dadeville, and he witnessed the putt.
Yeah. Well, if their jobs depend on it, depending on getting NFL approval, then, you know, I guess you can understand it.
It doesn't
make them very solid media person, but I guess media person, news person would be more. If they're not, you know, down the middle, fair and impartial as a news person, maybe they don't see themselves as that. Maybe they just see themselves as a public relations arm of the NFL.
Well, with all the attrition we've seen in just the writing business in general, have you seen any NFL writers lose their job? At ESPN or The Athletic, any of those? I mean,
it's not really.
I get why they're carrying their water.
Yeah.
I mean, they have the safest job going in that profession right now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Marner is going to be traded for a bag of dildos as flaccid as his strength on his stick in the corners. That's from Jones in D.C., and he must add the Leafs.
All right.
I did have horse number 21 in the Derby at 45-1. And it missed by the smallest of margins
Yeah.
Oh, that would have made my night.
21? I thought it was 11. 11 was
no, I'm 99. I watched that highlight so many times.
99, really?
Yeah, there were three that were right there. Right.
Mm-hmm. 2, 11 in the winter. I had two. I thought 11 was the one. We were bitching
about
11.
There's no way to look this up. There's just no.
Yeah, we'll look it up, and we're going to have the answer next Monday.
That's right.
There's really no way to
That would actually
it
make
out.
Me feel better if it wasn't 21, because I thought it was 21. If it was 11, then, God bless. But 45-1 on a $20 bet on 21 would have been a nice little payday.
Sure would have.
Yeah, that
would have
been nice. So my younger sister, who's much, much younger than I am, we were celebrating her birthday, went to Fast Eddie's during the day.
Oh, did she?
I mean, talk about a place that has no problem packing it in. I mean, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Just no matter when you go.
Busting out the door. I mean,
they arrive in buses there.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They do. I mean, I guess every bachelor party and bachelorette party puts that on their agenda. But that place was killing it. Have you been to Carnivore before, Jackson?
It's right by my place, but I have not yet.
Yeah, we
there.
Went there. Then after, it was pretty good. Pretty good. But a good night.
I've always wondered why somebody couldn't copy the Fast Eddie's model and put it in, you know, Chesterfield or South County, where you didn't have to drive an hour to get there.
Yeah.
Because how many people are driving home plastered after spending hours at Fast Eddie's?
I will say, for a safe driving endorsement, the Uber wasn't that bad. I think it was less than 40 each way, and you split that between 3 or 4 people, that's the way to go, for sure. And that's from Webster.
100%.
But that was the night out of the town.
What horse won? I thought you were looking that up. I'm sorry.
It doesn't give me the numbers. So Mystic Dan won. Sierra Leone by a nose got second, and then Forever Young by a nose got third. Catching freedom.
Did you have Forever Young? You just know the horse number.
Number. I went off numbers.
Me and my buddy were, you know, intoxicatedly bitching about the 11 horse because it cost us our money on the 2 horse. Everybody had the 2 horse. I'm like, oh, I guess I had the chalk.
Okay, I got it.
Doug, here it is.
2 was on the outside. I'm looking at the picture.
Yeah, 2's who I had. I thought the 11 horse was messing with the 2 horse, but in reality, the 2 horse was messing with the 11 horse. I thought it was James. Hell, I don't know.
Mystic Dan was the 3 horse.
All right.
And you said what number?
I think 11.
Or 21. That's
yeah, that's what we're debating.
The 11 horse was Track Phantom.
Oh, so then it was 21.
Yeah.
Yeah, 11
right?
was second.
Epic Ride?
11 was second?
It was second place in red there.
Okay, so James, you weren't as close.
Okay,
so
you 21 probably ended up dead last. I was sweating over nothing.
Sleep easier.
Yeah, 21 was Epic Ride. Yeah.
Epic Ride, and that did not finish number two?
No.
I mean, there was no sound on, in fairness, where I was at, so I was just seeing that sleeve.
Were you having a cocktail?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Not a mint julep, though. Not a fan of those. That's not my jam. Oh. No, not my jam.
It looks like an event that'd be fun to go to at least once in your life.
Absolutely. Yeah, that or the Masters. Just one time, let me go to one of those. Absolutely.
I bet it's a hard ticket to get into.
I think it's lodging. That's the real challenge. You'd have to stay maybe in Cincinnati or somewhere if you don't book it out a year plus in advance. But I'm sure texters have been there and can attest to that. That infield's huge. So I'm sure you can get a ticket for there.
There's probably some people who Airbnb their house and make 6 months of mortgage payments.
I bet that's true. I bet people in Augusta do that for the Masters, too.
Hell yeah.
I mean, even here, locally, I know people that rented their house for very high figures for the PGA.
Really?
Yeah, back in 19?
People rent their houses out for the UFL championship?
That could be.
Gosh.
No, because the entire fan base for the league is here in St. Louis.
Yeah,
so.
Oh, that's true.
Fast Eddie's buys all their shrimp once a year, Doug. That's from the total package.
Do they? And it's just,
I don't know if that's a ringing endorsement.
I don't know.
It's frozen. Almost all the food's frozen anyway. Seafood anyway. It's all going to be frozen.
Carnivore happy hour. Good. That's from Chairman Steve.
There we go. Okay.
Where they have a cool brunch.
Where is that?
It's on Shaw and Edwards.
Sounds right. Yeah. By Barra Park, that area.
Oh, yeah. The hill.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Used to be that Spanish tapas place, if I'm not mistaken.
Tapas place?
Yeah. It was. I thought they did really well. Modesto? Is that what it was?
Oh yeah.
You saying topless or tapas?
Tapas. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And so it's a pretty good space, and that was the first time trying it. So give it a look.
We got a recommendation.
Yeah.
James Carlton with recommendations. There he is, James Carlton, Carlton State Farm Insurance Agency. Dougie's online at carltoninsurance.net.
Mm-hmm.
367 five-star reviews.
Well, thank you.
367 five-star reviews.
That's a lot of five-star reviews.
That's a lot.
That's about it. That's James Carlton. Thank you, James. There he is, the great James Carlton, Carlton State Farm Insurance Agency, online at carltoninsurance.net. Jackson, where can I place a wager on Scottie Scheffler to win the PGA Championship?
You can bet with Circa Sports. Tim and Doug, let me tell you, you're over there in Illinois. I was in Illinois yesterday. Fire up the Circa Sports app, and then you just wager all damn day.
Just like that. That's all
whatever you'd like. The Cardinals play at night. Kyle Gibson taking on the Mets. The Cardinals are -115 after that impressive showing this weekend. The over-under is 8. Maybe the bats come alive. Maybe this is where they finally show out. I don't know. Either way, you can bet on it with
don't
Circa.
Don't say show out.
Why?
You said this is where they finally show out.
Yeah, show out.
I don't like that phrase.
Okay, this is where they turn it around.
Okay, that's better. Yeah, go with it.
Bruins and Panthers tonight. Bruins are +152 this evening. Mm-hmm. The Cats are -167. Bruins are +180 to win against the Panthers on the series.
Doug.
Hurricanes are even money, while the Rangers are -120. And the Canucks are +220, while Connor McDavid and the Oilers are -260 on that series price to move on. And in the NBA, the Knicks are -265. Nuggets +105, down one game already to the Mavs. And again, the Celtics are -1,500 against the Cleveland Cavaliers. So you're going to have to put down some money if you think Tatum and the Celtics can move on to the Eastern Conference Finals. But you can bet all of that and more at the Circa Sports app.
Do it!
If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Check out Mentality today at lowtusa.com. Go to lowtusa.com. It's FDA-approved testosterone treatment, board-certified physicians who work with most insurance. If you're dealing with low energy, low motivation, weight gain, or muscle loss, those are symptoms of low testosterone. Mentality is a local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Even if you've tried testosterone before, not everyone understands the blood chemistry in men's bodies. Mentality can help. They're online at lowtusa.com. I've been out there. I've been tested, and I can tell you firsthand, it was an easy experience. I'm glad I got tested. Very friendly staff. A lot of TMA listeners have gone out there as well. Get it tested at lowtusa.com. And Premier Construction Exteriors, who do roofing, siding, windows, concrete, and more. They're veteran-owned and operated. They're a hands-on contractor. They don't subcontract all their work out to smaller companies and just tack their profit on the end price. What they can do is work with your insurance company on the claims for storm damage to your roofing, siding, or windows. They are building their brand, a small operation that wants the best and honest solution, revitalizing your home. Located in St. Peters, Missouri, but licensed in both Missouri and Illinois, call Dan or Jay at 314-224 314-224-2543. 314-224-2543 to set up a free estimate. $500 discount for TMA listeners. Find them on Facebook at Premier Construction Exteriors. And let them know you're a TMA listener to get $500 off the Jeff Lottman Compass Realty text inbox. Active as the day is long, Chairman Kurt says Steven Wildwood has plenty of time for happy hours now that he's no longer in the Fan Page Club Championship. Drink up, Chairman.
Gosh.
Wow. He vanquishes him and then he dunks on him.
Oh, really?
Telling you.
I was writing down that information for Premier Construction Exteriors because I think I might have hail damage. You know, a lot of people got hail damage from some of the storms the last couple of weeks. It would be worth your while to get somebody up there on the roof to look at it because a lot of times that's all covered by insurance. So I bet Premium Construction Exterior, they'd be the place to go for that.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Guys, I hope the Battlehawks lose. The parade down market will be an absolute embarrassment. We've become Des Moines, and I'm tired of it. That's from Sniffing Holes.
Gosh.
Anti-Battlehawks. Best not say that on 101.
Well, it might be just like us to put about 100,000 people in the streets for a Battlehawk parade. What else we got to do?
Oh, no.
Well, at least they scored some points.
Uh-oh, yeah, here come the doggies. Doggies take.
A.J. McCarron's going to be the MVP of the league, I think.
Doggies scoreless, nil-nil draw.
Again. What are they? They're 2-1-7 now? Is that their record?
Sounds right.
Couldn't they? Would people be very much against it if they had some sort of tiebreaker at the end of these games?
Not in American soccer. They wouldn't. They would not like it in Europe as much. But they would not.
Because they love all these ties.
It's part of the game.
But it's a bad part of the game.
That's subjective.
Look what hockey did for the finish of its games and how much people just absolutely love it.
No one's arguing with you here, brother. I think in America they would very much appreciate some sort of tiebreaker.
But we are in America.
I know, that's why.
So
I'm saying,
why don't they change the damn thing?
All right, call the folks up.
Dan Garber.
Because it's American soccer, they want to be like English soccer.
I'm from the loop and I'm proud. 2 wins, 1 loss, 7 ties. Couldn't you settle it with penalty kicks? Wouldn't that be a more exciting, entertaining product?
No, I think it's the stupidest way to end the game possible.
Ah!
It's like a free throw contest to decide a basketball game.
I'd rather see that than a tie.
Yeah, well.
In the World Cup, yes. I mean, I remember I was living in Bermuda, and I didn't really follow soccer, but they did. And I think Brazil was in the final. And it was the final game for the World Cup, and it went to a shootout. It went to a penalty kick.
Well, sooner or later, you have to have a winner. I'm sorry if it's somebody's feelings are hurt.
You can't. It's like you. Don't play off a hole and go putt.
Well, they do play in the World Cup. They do have a 30-minute
extra time.
Yeah, yeah. And if it's tied, you go to a.
That's what happened in Argentina versus France this year.
Yeah.
Or the last.
And in hockey, they settle it a lot of times with breakaway penalty shot style, and people love it. There's no downside to it at all. Nobody leaves. Nobody says, oh, boy, I'm so upset that they're going to play this off and find out a winner. I think I'll go home. I'd rather see the tie. Nobody.
Right. I'm not against what you're saying. I just think penalty shootouts is a silly way to decide a 90-minute soccer game.
Well, I don't know that there'd be any other way that would make sense in soccer.
Outside of just keep playing, but then you're dealing with fatigue. Guys get brutally tired.
And you might go another 2 hours before somebody scores.
Exactly. So there is no perfect solution. So they just have ties.
That's not perfect either.
Yeah, I'm not. Hey, listen.
Doug, what if we finish in a tie in our matches today with Dogtown Ty and Flip Wilson?
We can putt a little bit and see who wins. You can't go and interrupt someone else who's just ready to start on there. How do you like it if we get ready to tee off on the first hole and somebody runs up? Wait a minute, fellas. Wait a minute. We just tied. We got to go ahead of you. Would you like that?
It's happened before. And
do you like it? Is it fair?
The answer to that
is no.
Luckily, the guys that were on the tee were listeners, and they said,
everybody's a listener.
Well, the fan page, yeah, go ahead. You guys go ahead.
Yeah, they realize the importance of it.
Yeah.
They say no, you wait.
Just go find an open hole.
Speaking of which, this article in the New York Post, Doug, the U.S. state with the most OnlyFans creators. And it will shock you.
California's got the most people.
No.
Well, what, Texas? It's number two largest state now? I'll say Texas.
No.
What is Florida or New York now number three?
Doesn't matter. Neither one of them are the answer.
Okay. Well, then this is a Shishawali poll. What does a state start with? What's the first letter?
C.
C. Cooper?
Town.
Cooper? New Cooper's? C.
Say state or
Charleston?
City.
No. C.
Connecticut.
Colorado.
Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut. Oh, that was easy. Okay.
Sex toy company Bed Bible used the search engine OnlySearch to scour through OnlyFans profiles for keywords. And they found that Connecticut was the state that returned the highest number of results with 2,464 accounts. 97% of these accounts are based in and around the city of New Haven, each earning a median of $427 per month, according to Bed Bible. Nevada was the state with the second highest number. Yeah. That probably would have been where I would have gone if I were fired. Is this per capita? Highest number of accounts. I don't think it's per capita.
I'd have said Vegas because all the porn stars live out there.
They have the most OnlyFans creators in the nation, not per capita.
Only 427 a month? What kind of...
Do you think that's because of the job? Jimmy Calhoun.
No, I don't think it's related. No. I just don't know how a state like California with, what, 20 million people couldn't have the most?
It is interesting to see a few smaller states such as North Dakota and Hawaii in the ranking, Bed Bible says.
Yeah, because they made up the article. They made it up.
The North Dakota guy other than Deadwood?
Bismarck.
Yeah, ask Brian Henson about that.
I think he was in South.
Well, either way.
They're all Wisconsin players.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some kind of tax code there. Maybe a lot of people just saying they're from Connecticut and starting OnlyFans for the tax purposes.
Maybe they can't get a job doing anything else.
That's not a lot of money, though. Average $427 a month.
No, to ruin your reputation for a lifetime. To have those pictures out there for the rest of your life.
There must be a lot of people like that girl that had 12 followers and just showed her feet.
Tiffany Smooth, one for BP Corp's client.
Must be a lot of Tiffany Smooths out in Connecticut.
Well, I wouldn't blame someone for that. If you're going to get people to pay to see your feet, go for it. Who wouldn't do that? If you got to spread your cheeks or something, you know, I'm not sure you want that out there for a lifetime.
It's hot.
No, it's not that hot.
Especially if you don't wash your ass.
Up with Fetish Friday.
Oh,
God, that's a great drop.
Seen a few of those.
You've seen a few what?
Yeah, butt shots with... Didn't look like they've been wiping much.
Oh, gosh. Really? Who takes a photo right after that?
Are you looking for scat play, bro?
It was sent to me.
Hold on a second.
The screenshot bandits
are now sending you unwashed asses? What are these screenshot bandits doing?
I don't know. They just think I like it, and I don't.
So these guys who send you the pictures of the fan page also send you pictures?
No, not the same guys.
Oh, it's different. Different screenshot bandits.
How dare you?
I don't know if they're bandits. It's out there, and they just say, here, look at this.
Look at this. Look at that.
Gross.
What's a crust hole?
Do you say, hey, I didn't really want to see that. Please don't send that.
I know they're doing it for fun, so I don't really care.
So there's girls who take a crap and then bend over and then have a picture and then send it to a friend.
It looks like that. It was very, very black.
Oh, black? Oh!
Tari, tari stool. Paint your canvas blue and white. Remember that song?
Yes, that's Vincent by Don McLean.
Don McLean.
But it wasn't Tari Tari Stool. It was Starry Starry Night.
And he gets pictures sent to him.
I get pictures. Starry Starry.
Do you know these people sending it to you? Are you on like a bad list?
No, they're just having fun.
That's so fun.
That's the antithesis of fault. If someone sent me that, they'd be blocked immediately.
And how do you know it's a woman? Oh, yeah, I guess they have the other parts in there.
Well, they have this screen name, so I know who it is.
So you know the fecal matter you're seeing?
Oh.
You know the owner of the fecal matter? What is this?
Brigade of guys who peruse the internet just to, like, give you the rundown. Like, you're the president. Here's your briefing.
Is this like an adult star?
No.
Because it could ruin it for me. Like, if you tell me Ella Reese is sending up pictures of an unwashed ass, I might be out.
Oh.
I'm just saying it looks like that.
Kind of get a vibe. That's a nice foot. I think I'll suck on it.
Guys, I don't want to be on the internet that this guy is on. That's from Chairman Kurt.
That's just a wild thing to be like, man, that picture is gross. Let me send it to Iggy.
Iggy, yeah.
Hey, this woman didn't wipe her ass. Let me get this over to Ken.
Maybe it was someone he knew. Was it someone you knew?
I'm not answering that.
That's a yes.
Oh,
that's
Doug. Yes. You can fire at the pot now.
Okay.
Guys, it's hard to believe Ken's story of sleeping with his aunt isn't the creepiest moment in this show's history, but yet here we are on May 6th, 2024. Doug, that's Arbor Day, Milagro Tequila.
Yeah, that's exactly.
It's not creepy. I didn't ask for it.
Well, okay, that's fine. If you're not asking for it, then that means there are guys who are taking a picture of a woman's
not
ass.
Taking
you know?
A picture, it was out there.
What do you mean? It's
out there. Well, it was a selfie?
It's for other people to see. If you want to go find it,
Doug, go
there.
Look.
How would I find it, and why would I want to?
If you know the girl's name.
I don't.
Her Twitter name, you would know where to look.
None of this happened. It's all made up. That's from Tervis Parrish.
I wish it was. It wasn't.
And you're shaken by it.
Guys, it's Lisa Ann, isn't it? That's from Brian Henschen, Cardinals and Colts reporter.
No,
oh, wow.
Somebody asked if it was a porn star, and I said no.
Damien.
No. Jackson's in the ballpark.
All this talk of scat play and dark matter does not put me in a good mindset before I take on our fearless leader. That's from my opponent today, Doug, Flip Wilson.
Don't say dark matter.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Get that stuck in your head, Flip. When you look down to that hole to pick up your ball and think, oh, that's it.
Tim, it's fake. It's always fake. The little Dutch boy is tired of it.
No, it's not fake.
I can tell that he is. You still have this photo?
Jackson's all around it.
Or did you delete the photo?
No, I deleted it.
Good.
Circa has it at minus 150 that dirty hole Polaroids end up in that studio by Friday. That's from Chairman Kirk.
Please leave those at home. For show and tell Friday.
It's not a Polaroid. Well, you leave here and then just go home and text. You could have just stayed here and worked.
Maybe it's at the workplace texting.
The picture still has to be on his phone. The prosecution would like the picture to be presented to discovery now. That's from the Crystal City Clamhammer. I don't want to look at it, honestly.
No. Why does it have to still be on my phone? I got it. I deleted it. You can delete things off your phone. You do know that, right?
Yeah. Maybe it's just in your trash.
No, it's in my mind.
No, can't get past it, can you?
My guess is it's Brianna Coppedge. And Iggy's beating around the bush on it. That's from Mr. 63011, and that's a fast golf cart. Are you sideways with her?
Oh, no, not at all.
No.
Okay. Is it Brianna Coppedge?
No. I don't know. She doesn't post stuff like that on Twitter. She doesn't show herself off on Twitter. You got to go pay.
Are you still begging to go out to her place to be cuckolded?
No, I kind of stopped with that.
Did you?
It's not going to happen. I mean, that's their loss. They could pick up a lot more followers if they knew I was going to be on there.
This is huge.
Why would they pick up followers if people knew you were going to be
sitting there
watching?
Because listeners would go and pay for it just to see me in a corner behind a tree sucking my thumb.
You would do that?
Yeah.
You'd go behind a tree?
For content.
Would you wear this little cuckold dunce hat we have over here in the corner?
I'd probably bring it.
Would you?
Maybe a binky?
God. Well, maybe she'll reconsider now that she's... heard this.
It'd be great. It'd be a great video. I think it'd be great content.
Yeah.
You know, seven or eight couples all yelling at me. Mm. Look at that loser. And the camera pans over to me. I got a cuckold hat on and a binky in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun.
And you would go. You would gladly play that role.
I'd have to get paid for it. But...
Oh, that's right. And everyone knows it's $50 to caddy. I can't imagine what it is for this.
A couple hundred.
I still haven't got an email or DM to caddy for me today. What's something wrong with my email, you think?
Could be.
I got this email from Jackson for the Little Piddles weekend wrap-up, and it was sent at 9:45, so...
Internet's probably down. Maybe
people have to work.
Yeah, but I mean, you'd leave work to be able to spend 4 hours with me.
100%.
Biggie, why don't you caddy for Tim?
You interested?
No.
Why not?
No, I'm interested.
What else are you doing?
No, I'm interested. I would, but I charged a caddy, and okay. I wouldn't charge Tim.
Well, what if I paid?
I wouldn't take your money.
My Venmo is bleeding.
I gotta pay you.
I don't have Venmo.
I owe you, Tim.
You owe me money?
Mm-hmm.
On what? This is great.
We bet on which game would have more attendance, the Battlehawks or the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah, I took the Cardinals. I felt bad on that one. I felt kind of chalky. It was all about the forecast. The forecast was so great in St. Louis on Saturday that I'm like, it doesn't matter.
Once I saw all the balloon party texters agreeing with me, I was like, ah, crap, I'm going to take 10 bucks.
That's how you know.
It was a great day till the eighth inning. I mean, it was sunny all day.
Oh, that's right. It had a three-hour rain.
For one batter.
Yeah. I had tickets, thanks to the station, and my niece and nephew, great niece and nephew, have never been to a game before. And my niece is a huge Cardinal fan. So I said, you guys want to go? She said, oh, it'd be great. We make a family day out of it. They get to go to the game. Luckily, they said they left in the eighth inning right before the rain started. Yeah. They'd have been there another 3 hours.
Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't have left with everybody else.
I was surprised they didn't just say at some point, we're going to finish this up before tomorrow's game.
I wonder about that as well.
Why make the guys sit there for 2 hour, 2.5,
pitchers
3 hours?
Especially. You got to stay loose. Well,
Jackson just Venmo'd me. All right. Now I got $19 in my Venmo. I hope that didn't come off as a brag.
Well,
when you're on the nation all day.
Yeah. Yeah. Going to Cardinal games
the
is
thing
so
is, I want to walk, you know, and then that means, but I can't, I mean, I can carry my bag, but my back is better and I don't want to, like, re-aggravate it. You know, Doug, I have 3 member guests in 4 weeks.
Have you?
Then I'm going out of town, and then I'm going out of town again. Oh, my God, the hatred that I'm about to get in June and July.
Yeah, you're not
Sweet
allowed
Mother
to take
Mercy.
Your vacation time.
Oh, you're catching up with Doug.
I've got 30 days this year. And if I'm not here in January of 2025, I want to make sure I get it all in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thought process. All right, we got the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day, the morning after, at insidestl.com. Send yours in, Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. Balloon Party listeners, don't forget, coming up at 10:15, we have Mike Florio. And I can't wait to talk it over with him. He's not saying that St. Louis is going to get an NFL team. All he's doing is calling attention to the fact that St. Louis is bringing in the vast majority of the attendance for the Battle Hawks, and he says the NFL should at the very least consider St. Louis if and when it looks at another market. So we'll talk it over with Mike Florio coming up at approximately 10:15 on 101 ESPN. Switch over to the 101 ESPN YouTube channel and talk it over in there. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Design Air Heating and Cooling Email of the Day. The band Steely Dan named themselves after an object in that staple of beat literature, Naked Lunch by William S. Burroughs. The Steely Dan in question was a steam-powered mechanical dilly, but you guys chose not to cover that today. It was more important for Pawpaw to talk about a six-hour roast, changing the story and time frame 7 times.
Yeah, what's the email about?
But this email is about Kentucky Derby parties. Don't even get me started. 1983, my buddy Ralphie's party. His dad had some serious coinage on spectacular bid, so just got absolutely hammered on mint juleps. When he won, we all noticed him pleasuring himself behind their breakfast bar, and he gave zero Fs when he noticed us all watching him. I did it. I've got so much money I can afford a side piece. Who's in? Who wants to be my buckaroo?
No.
Well, you guys know Butchie, and he jumped at the chance. And by chance, I mean he ripped off Mr. Stinson's bright red fascinator and forcefully grabbed his hair. Turned out Butchie was already at full attention and was done beating around the bush. His own bush, that is.
Okay.
Dude went all Western movie, choking the sheriff, waiting for the posse to come.
Oh.
That's from Pat.
Gosh.
And then the last name is Dugsroot?
Pat Dugsroot. He's new.
I don't know who needs to hear this today, but D-Money is about to shock the world today. After I touch and clean his balls and have them ready for his liking and all the pops he's getting, the champ is going down today.
Mm.
And Doug, I will take you up on that 19th hole offer. See you, cute boy. Where is soon?
What does that mean?
Attorney Recreator.
Where's
here,
soon?
You want to read this? See if I misread that. There's the last sentence.
Where's soon?
It's in your caddy, the 830 Recreator.
What do you suppose that meant? See you soon?
See you, cute boy. Where's soon?
Where's soon?
He must have typed it using that app that he uses for yardage.
Oh, 830 Recreator.
Iggy, do you think Doug beats Dogtown Tie today?
Oh, God.
I don't know if he plays like he did last Sunday.
I know. There's no way. I don't know who could beat you if you did that.
It's the one time I've played that way in about 15 years.
Is that right, really?
I can't imagine it's going to happen again.
Like I said, if I play the week that I played Thursday before the match and played well, and I said, if I play like I did Thursday, he's not going to beat me. Well, I didn't play like I did Thursday.
No, but you hit some great putts.
No, I missed one fairway.
The one at 16 in particular.
That was a shot. You don't get nervous like me. You just go out there and play, have fun. You'll be all right.
There you go.
I don't know.
And you got a good caddy.
Herb Brooks right there. Ann Young. The Strode man might Nancy Kerrigan Jackson's ass, then swoop in and hijack his member guest spot. Thanks, and stay frosty, my friend. That's from number one Asian intern Brian Henschen. Yeah, so Ken definitely looked up the dirty poo shoots, right?
Oh.
Not sure why he felt compared to Sherritt, regardless, or what his or their definition of fun is, but wow, just wow. Negril111 at AOL.com, and we'll get you added to the fecal list server. Oh.
No, it's a server. Oh.
We were talking about dark holes and asses, and I brought it up.
I don't want to be a part of a server.
That's still Henschen?
Yes, it was. Oh. Brian Henschen.
Let's do a simple math problem. Just add Cardinals pitcher Matthew Lubitor plus KMOV weatherman Kurt Umhart. Plus interruptions, plus a fabricated Tony Gwynn story, plus playing videos on max volume, plus heavy breathing, plus lip smacking, plus coughing. Add it all up, and that equals the Gatesworth. I'm not saying the old goose savior needs to be there for life, but he should do a little time at an extended living facility just to get a taste of what lies ahead. Kind of like that old TV show called Scared Straight. Force Iggy to spend a weekend at the Gatesworth to get a little perspective, and maybe he'll start getting back from break on time. Speaking of disappointments, I took my son to the Cardinal game yesterday, and here are a few observations. For starters, our entire walk from the car to the game smelled like marijuana. The smell didn't disappear when we got inside either. Marijuana outside the stadium, marijuana inside the stadium. Ah, yes.
Marijuana.
We came from Illinois and were forced to take the stand span because the Poplar was closed. So we drove in on Tucker. Woo boy, it looks like a modern day Hooverville shanty town down there. Mm-hmm. Dirty bearded dudes dancing in the streets, a random crackhead arguing with himself, and soiled sleeping bags between vacant crumbling warehouses. My son took one look at the area near the ABC 30 studios and wondered aloud, wouldn't it have been safer just to take the Metrolink? If a urine-filled homeless shelter on wheels is a superior option, you know it's rough. As for the game itself, talk about a snooze fest. The local nine was only able to muster four measly hits. Four effing hits. Show a little heart out there for crying out loud. I think it would be more entertaining to see an elderly porn addict help a goose cross the street. It's like the whole roster is made up of J.D. Drew clones, lollygaggers, the whole lot of them. Nothing but a bunch of lollygaggers. Yeah. Was Gallegos working on his BP fastball out there? The game may have sucked, but at least I got to spend over $100 on tickets, food, parking. $10 for a miniature helmet filled with ice cream, $12 for a pretzel. Here's an idea. Use some of my money to pay for some better players. I'm tired of it.
No.
It's from the JV golf coach.
JV golf coach.
And finally, Sadie Hawkins, Doug. The Cardinals dropped 2 of 3 to the worst team in baseball. The Battlehawks won again in front of 34,000 screaming Hoosiers at our poorly lit dungeon. Nikki Glaser brought the house down at the Tom Brady roast. But I think the lead is that Tim's announcement that he's going to do more interviews on his podcast was interrupted by Kurt Earnhardt's weather update video that just popped up. Congratulations to Mr. Licks on winning the April 2024 Milagro Tequila Listener of the Month. Solid choice. The man both called into the show and eliminated Iggy from the Fan Page Club Championship, indirectly creating a new recurring daily bit where Iggy doubles and triples down that a putt that he left 30 feet short was a great putt. Mr. Licks is easily the leader in the clubhouse for Listener of the Year, with his competition being the swinger who never bothered to pick up his prize, the Ice House Pounding fan page vlogger who also moderates the Balloon Party fan page, and Blueberry Pop Pop, who's presumably disqualified since he's now a producer on the show. In other news, Jackson revealed tiebreakers are not broken by a second ballot or any kind of rational discourse amongst the voting panel, but is in fact an arbitrary coin toss conducted by Jackson alone with no witnesses.
I don't even use a real coin. They asked Siri to do it.
Oh, did you?
Apologies for not getting an email submitted on Friday. Sometimes other priorities get in the way. As soon as we got that photo of Anna Cardente on Friday, I had Shveta and Rokas prep the PG or PJ for Newark, New Jersey. Just kidding. I flew commercial and had a layover in Charlotte. Hashtag blessed. Played Golf Rival on the flight with the sound playing through my phone, sounds ear pods. But I don't think anyone else minded. Had a hell of a match going with Gigi Oakforest when my battery died. Anyway, I plastered flyers all over Newark, Secaucus, and Hoboken with the blurry photo and instructions to email in the grill 111 at AOL.com. Doug, that's Buck.
Nice little Swope. Email, Buck. Buck,
she lived in Elizabeth, New Jersey, actually.
Oh, is that right, Elizabeth?
Okay. Nobody found her? I figured people put that on the fan page. I'd go find her.
Who was going to do that? That's what you could have done.
Doug, who you got?
I thought the best today was the JV golf coach. I thought he covered a lot of ground. I thought that was the best. My vote goes to JV golf coach.
Yeah, it was the only good one. I'll go with JV golf.
JV golf coach has won. Matt is right here. Heating and cooling email today. And now has a one-goal lead on Brian Hench, and he could win back-to-back months.
He sure could.
This JV golf coach. Yeah. You can be the Milagro Tequila listener of the month by going to TMASTL.com. Milagro Tequila, welcome to a brighter side of tequila. Want a sound story for Mother's Day gift certificate? Use TMA. Promo code TMA at mysoundstory.com. Get a gift certificate. Get the video version that Peter Rep is doing a wonderful job producing those. They look really sharp. Mysoundstory.com, Mother's Day gift. It is 6 days away. Jackson and I have Mike Florio in 15 minutes on Balloon Party. So switch on over to that on 101 ESPN, the 101 ESPN YouTube channel. We got to go. Bye. No.